purchased it at a very high price, and he has lent it for your stay. This glass is our bulletproof. This is a Lincoln Continental Ford Company.
Nice car. Is that our car? Big son's home.
Here in Florida, he just came. He had two homes, one in Florida, one in California. But now he's staying in Florida. Recently he went to New York and testified before our committee. It's the first time that he has spoken publicly since.
Why did that go into that?
They were investigating the Watergate. Yes, it's the first time any ex-chief executive has ever testified.
He's not out of India.
Well, they're still investigating.
But I heard that he made a condition that he will no more be bothered. On this condition, he agreed to that. India, this trouble is the tension between Indira Gandhi and Jayapur Das Narayan. The Jayapur Das Narayan is asking, however,
the gentleman's the doctor's in 79%.
79?
Yes. Oh. Is there any danger to us from her arresting so many people?
No.
Now she's clearly indicated that she is like a dictator. Otherwise, not the
same. No, both of them are in distress condition. I'm thinking of writing them or the whole Gita. Do you think it is advice?
They can. Nixon would be more inclined.
Huh?
I think Nixon would be more inclined to read it than Mrs. Gandhi. But she already has rejected Hindu culture.
Who?
Gandhi. I mean, she always turns towards the Muslims more.
She has a guru. Yeah. And she's going occasionally to Anandamayi.
And that guru has spoken highly of our movement. In Germany, there was an interview of him in one German magazine. And he was asked about all different types of groups. And most of the groups he criticized. But our group, he gave his recommendation to the Hare Krishna movement.
What did he say?
I don't remember exactly, but he stressed the importance of chanting of the Maha Mantra. Said it is an important means for God realization. And by doing this, one can achieve love of God. And they are spreading this all over the world.
So, what do you think? Right. I have made a draft of letter this time. So you come, see. Let us get a chance. We want actually good for everyone. And this is the only thing. For any cause. For the good thing. The draft of life. If her guru has a mind like that, then she may take that. done it as yet. The Guru is, to some extent, raised, yes. She gave interview to one man.
I saw her twice.
You saw? How did he come?
She was very respectful. And she wished our movement well. She said that she had difficulty to take an active part because then she would have to take an active part in all such movements.
She said frankly.
Yes. Because we asked her to attend the cornerstone ceremony at Mayapur.
Does he take a chance?
I think it might be nice.
The right to register later. On to Jai Production.
Astrologer. Who was telling?
Bhavananda Maharaj. He knows the astrologer in Mayapur.
I'm in Swarupganj. He's one big astrologer. So he saw your photograph. He said, this is the face of the most powerful spiritual personality on the planet. Then he said that I can tell from his face that he can make a house in which the whole world can live peacefully.
At least I deserve. But your preaching was going on.
We were preaching in Berkeley, California. Our other parties are spread out all over the country. One party is in Massachusetts. Another party is in the South, Southern United States. We're in Massachusetts. Amherst there, Southern New California. Then another party is in Michigan. Another party in Illinois. Another party is Washington, the state of Washington. There's a couple of others.
These parties are working.
It's
more. And book selling is going on?
Oh, yeah. This past month, we sold nearly 5,000 big books. And about 120,000 back to Godhead.
So, you are surpassing what is his name?
Tripper Iron Man. So we're just following his footsteps.
Now, Bud's now, so he's going to compete by making new devotees, expanding his ranks.
Competition among the gopis, who can satisfy Krishna more? In the spiritual world, there is also competition. Two parties, one Radharani's party and Chandravali's party. Come on. I'll tell them.
We distribute these books, Srila Prabhupada. We think that it is you who are distributing them. But they are your books. We are simply assisting to offer them to people. It is actually you who are doing all the preaching.
This is not you. We are all parents and engaged. Yeah, your parents accusing me, and in India, the caste Brahmins accuse me. My standing, I do not know what it is. Your parents are accusing me that you ask them converting our sons to become mendicants without any material enjoyment. And there, he is giving a sacred prayer to the Mrechas and Javanas.
Is that why you keep traveling for all parts of the organization?
Narad Muni was accused by Prajapati Dakha that you are traveling in the dress of a sadhu, but you are the most sinful man. You have turned my sons in the renounced order of life to become beggars without any advancement, without any enjoyment. So that accusation is always there, beginning from Narayana down to us. Some parents came to the monastery.
In Los Angeles, yes. I understand they've demonstrated before, someone was saying. They had placards and they were marching.
Therefore, Dr. Judah has said,
he dedicated his book to the parents and to the world.
He has tried to pacify the parents.
Yeah. Another parent is coming to see you today.
Oh, to get a Disney?
No. Her son said she's very favorable. She's the mother of Parikshit.
Your mother was very angry at me. You know that? When she came to see me, I told Mrs. Brooks, can you give me some money? I've given you two sons. She was very angry. You still want money? And that's all.
You asked them to bow down, sir?
No, I asked him to bow down to your mother.
At initiation?
After initiation.
Did she?
I gave her proper respect. Mother, after all, she's fortunate mother. She has produced such nice sons. I offer her respect. Yeah. Any of your mother and father, they are very fortunate. And you are giving the best service to your families. Or Nitai's mother can. She's looking very nice lady here. I think you're the first type.
Yes.
Whenever she looks young, not very old. Within 40?
Over 40.
Over 40. But she looks younger. And your grandmother?
80.
Oh. The same guys. The Dukkha accused Narad that my sons were not out of the three kinds of debts. What debt is debtor to the saintly sages? Just like we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are indebted to bad debt. He has given such literature, and we are taking advantage of it. Such, especially the Brahmanas, they have got indebtedness to big sages and central persons. They receive knowledge from them. And they are indebted to the demigods.
Therefore, they have to pass form Jivgans. And they're in letter to their father. And the father has brought them to this world. In this way, especially a Brahmana is indebted to demigods, the past sages, and the father. So, the indebtedness to the sages is performed by becoming brahmacharya. And to the demigods by offering sacrifice. And to the father by begetting children. To continue the problem. So Narada Muni was accused that he keep them indebted to these principles. How they can be liberated? Simply by dressing like you? A mendicant accusing. But perhaps he did not know there is another person in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Devasi Bhutata Nidan Pitrina Nayan Vini Nachakinkara Araya Sarvatmanadi Saranam Saranam Bhatohamukunda Parihita. Anyone who has fully surrendered to Krishna, he is no more better to anyone. And Krishna said that he surrendered to me, and I shall be protected from all kinds of karma. Because if you don't repay your debt, then you become sinful. But Krishna said, I shall protect for all kinds of sin. So if anyone has surrendered to Krishna, he is no more greater to anyone. He is immune from all obligations. His only obligation is to Krishna.
Sometimes when we're reading Bhagavatam about the Prajapati, they're such exalted persons.
Oh, yeah. There are the many persons.
Yet sometimes they behave in such a way that it's,
that was their living entity, condition. They are also conditioned. They are not liberated.
They are not pure devotees.
They want enjoyment, material.
Still they are entrusted with very big posts.
Yes.
But Brahma, he's a Prajapati.
He's the chief Prajapati.
Isn't he a pure devotee?
No. Yes, he's devotee, and not to the topmost extent.
Sometimes we hear the word Brahma incarnated as Thakur Haridas.
Yes.
Sometimes the devotee says, then how come he's the head of our sampradaya? He's not a pure devotee.
It doesn't look like that. He's a devotee, that's not it. There are grace of devotee, but on the whole, a devotee is very exalted person. Just like gopis, nobody can be compared to the gopi. There are so many grace of devotee, but they are ultimate. And amongst the gopis, Radharani. So there is no comfort there, no. Even Krishna is defeated there. We can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the devotion of Radha. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Queen. Elizabeth?
No.
From last night,
Queen or from King?
From last night. It's a symbol for something.
Oh.
They usually make justice to the like that.
Oh. It's too bad.
Huh?
Anybody can?
I saw the first one. What makes justice? Isn't that the direction of justice?
Oh, word. In person.
Cupid is there, and it is marked love.
Not taking any medicine?
No.
Then we continue, it's not much.
I stopped eating all anything but fruit, and that's what I do.
Examine your chest.
No.
Oh, you should examine your chest. Some congestion in the lungs.
Around our society now, there are many devotees who are following different kinds of diets. They read some books. They get some idea.
They get an idea.
And one of the things I see about the unique feature of all the diets they have in common is the devotee more or less stops taking the prasadam which is offered to the deity.
It's in my book.
It seems to me that one of the important aspects of bhakti yoga is to depend upon Krishna for one's maintenance.
Yeah.
So whatever is offered to the deity, one should accept.
The prasadam is not suitable?
Well, it is standard prasadam. Chapati, rice, dal, sabji, fruits.
Why they do not like?
Well, they're reading these books.
And becoming influenced.
Yeah.
This is nonsense. This should be stopped.
A lot of devotees, they take these fasting for 20 days, 30 days fasting.
That means they're manufacturing their own wealth.
Yeah.
That's not good.
One of our best devotees, Srila Prabhupada, he recently left our association, and I know the biggest reason is that he was fasting completely from almost all foods for 30 days.
But fasting is good. But if one can fast, that is good. That is tapasya.
Yeah. See, they read these books in addition. Yeah.
Fasting is not bad. If one can fast, that is very good.
Total fast, you
mean? Yes.
I remember Mahasaya.
That is great austerity.
Srila Prabhupada, he said that we should not fast more than one day. Yeah, I wanted to point out to you that the result...
No, I have to be serious. They said, Raghunath Das Goswami, you are fasting, but you are not weak.
Yes.
That's fasting. And you fast, I have to be serious, then you become weak. You cannot walk. But that is not weak. That is called Mokkot Bhaira. If you fast and at the same time you do not become weak, then that is the problem. And after fasting, you cannot do a flat, all flat. Then what is use of fasting? Ramadas Goswami was fasting, but he was taking thrice, bathing, and offering obeisances 100 times. His regular activities was not stopped. And he was taking every alternate day a little quantity of butter.
So we cannot imitate his position.
Very nice. You have to watch.
Yes. One of the important things about taking prasadam is that all the devotees sit together. It's naturally a very spiritual activity, just like Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
Yes. That is the one that we are following, but now it is not following.
Well, I have to say, frankly, I have seen now that in many, I don't want to get into mentioning names, but some devotees are preaching this.
Preaching? He's a nama.
Well, we're buying another Maharaj.
He's a rascal.
He's
a rascal. He's becoming a rascal day by day. Stop him doing this.
He's influencing other people. The whole temple in Laguna Beach, they were doing it.
Yeah? What can I do? You are all divisive.
Well, now that we know, we'll take action.
Yeah? Devotee Nandan is becoming less and less spiritual. He has good potential, but he is losing them.
If we fast and we can't do our work and we become weak, and this is not so good.
It is not good. Not so not. Absolutely bad.
So, our devotional service comes first?
Yes.
So if there's grain and rice being offered to the deity, and one finds that if he eats this, his service is impaired. Like, so many times I've seen practically myself, if I overeat grains in the summertime, I drive around doing my service and I'm falling asleep.
Then, which food stuff suits you?
What suits you?
Fruits are more, they keep me more active.
Like dead food? Fruit is also a part of the duty. There are varieties of prasad. So whichever suits, you can take.
No problem.
Anything artificial is there.
In Los Angeles, they are charging money for the prasadam, and we find that it's cheaper to buy our own prasadam and offer it ourselves. They are charging money in Los Angeles for the prasadam each meal. So we find that it's cheaper to
prepare your own?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes. They will not let a householder take unless they pay money first.
75 cents for noon prasadam and 50 cents for breakfast.
So if you can prepare cheaper, you can do that.
All right.
It's a type of cannon.
You mentioned before that it is better that we not do so much cooking. If everyone is separately cooking, then that is such a time-consuming thing for everyone.
But he says that if we cook, it is cheaper. If it is cheaper, convenient, then he cook. I said that you save time. Don't go.
The cheapest thing is to cook.
Huh?
Cook one thing for cook for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the cheapest of cooking.
During Mayapur Festival, feel the probably nicest thing was when we all sat down together and took
yeah.
prasadam.
Yeah.
500 devotees. It was nice spiritual activity. And everyone cooked.
What is it? Because I do not plan.
The tongue, I think.
Chapati, rice is innocent food. What is it doing?
Nice.
Over and above, there is fruit.
A lot of devotees are quoting you that they say that there's no need to eat grains. That you said grains were for the animals.
I'm not.
The property.
I tell them that.
Last time they say approval. And you believe that.
I think the people are spoiled. If they go to India, they see, if they're here, they're turning down rice. There, they people are dying for lack of rice.
What?
In India.
Uh-huh.
And here they're saying, oh, I don't want this and don't want that. I don't want this grain, that grain. But in India, people are dying for want of food. They're so spoiled.
It's not for this. If he does not supply grain, then he does this. And he supplies grain, then
everyone is accused.
Yeah, the scientists came to the power pot and even said milk was no good.
Yeah.
That is what they say in these books on health. These health books, they say that cow milk is no good.
What's that?
But neither do I.
No, some of them, most of them don't say that. Very contaminating to read those and to follow.
Therefore, follow taking prasadam. Let whatever may happen.
That's the question. Let us die eating prasadam.
That is devotee.
Because
in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada, you encouraged us, all of us, to take much prasadam to our full satisfaction.
Yes. I say, Steve.
He said that is our greatest, that is one of our greatest weapons against Maya, is Krishna Prasad.
A good example is that these diets are not very good. I can testify.
The diets are not good and you are not good.
For 1 year to alter your diet in so many ways, and it never worked.
I think that's for maintaining the right depth of the lake. They have a pump house down here. Maintain the depth of the lake by these things.
That is supply or?
Yes.
Yes.
In Denver here, we have many businesses going on for you. And we are out engaging farmers in helping us retrieve Lakshmi. We are going to them for Lakshmi in so many ways. How is it that disengages them in, or does it engage them in Krishna service? Do they make any benefit?
That most what of them that mean by doing business? They are gyrasthas doing business?
They're outsiders, farming. They manufacture jewelry and some shirts for which they get a salary.
Yes, but the devotees are maintaining the business. And like I myself go out and talk to rascals all day long.
demons, malechas.
Hmm.
Am I engaging them in Krishna service by...
What you are doing with the money?
Pardon?
What you are doing with the money?
I'm giving it to the temple president. So that we can buy a farm for you.
No. If you are engaging the money for Krishna, then it is on the...
He's asking about, is there any benefit to the karmis that he deals with because he engages in business activity with them?
Yes.
Do the karmis get to them?
To some extent, we are helping Krishna consciousness much.
They also had this program in Pittsburgh. They come to the temple and manufacture...
Sabarmana Kamabhatsa. It is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. You can see that. Everyone can work. But the result of the work should go to Krishna.
Blossom from them so we can engage them more in Krishna service.
Mm. Provided we engage them for Krishna service. Otherwise, the Lakshmi will kill you. Sita is Lakshmi. When Sita was taken by Ravana, the result was the whole family was killed. Because they did not use Sita for Ram's service.
So Lakshmi and this, not anyone.
Well, my question is, supposing half of those men that are in our movement are householders, would it not be more beneficial that everyone engages in preaching work? Or is that impractical?
Preaching is for the sannyasis, for the brahmacharya. And householders, because they are Brahmins, they can be engaged in duty also. And also earning money.
Yes. So it's not more practical to earn money by preaching?
By preaching we can get money. Why should we go to the Kormis?
Because you wrote me in a letter that as so far as you're concerned, you think that your books are enough to maintain this society.
I think so.
Yes.
But if they think that by doing some other business, they'll get more money, then what can I say? This is very good business.
Yeah.
We are teaching at the same time getting money.
Yeah.
We have found in our experience that sometimes the men do better in doing business. They feel more satisfied in collecting money in that way for Krishna.
That's all right, but that money should be used for Krishna.
Yes. Yeah. Different kinds of men have to be engaged in different ways.
Yes. That's what Krishna says, sakarmana. Anyone, he likes to do something. That is his karma. But by that karma, he can serve Krishna. Satanmanatama bhatya samsiddhi labhate nara. Samsiddhi means perfection.
In our preaching work, we will be able to maintain our temples, and with our business activities, we will be able to expand and buy all these farms. Yes. There's so many things.
We did favorable to do business. Therefore, we have made program 50% must come to Krishna, at least.
There are many people are involved.
I think the best thing is to take prasad, therefore,
clear cut. My only feeling about
any work, Pushtava and men, the thing is they supply more spices. and especially that mustard. This is not good. This is one. Should be mild. Like they got no spices. Simply to cumin. This turmeric you get from India, old turmeric. This powder turmeric is very, very bad.
It was sawdust in it.
Huh?
It was sawdust in it.
Yes, sir.
It's very unhealthy.
It is very cheating. Any powder and spice is not good.
Asafoetida.
Huh?
Asafoetida.
Everything. That's why this is powder, they mix with all the other things. And it is very easy to cheat you. You are susceptible for being cheated. And they are granted a cheat. The best thing is to import spices from India whole. Either get it powder or during time of cooking, you make them paste. That is first class.
Crushing.
Just put the spices water, soaked in water for some time, and then in motor oil person you
smash it.
That is very nice.
And
immediately press the pan and put it in. It will be useful,
yeah,
and it will benefit. All spices are beneficial.
And much cheaper.
Cheaper, of course, there is no question to you what is cheaper. For you, everything is damn cheap.
Damn cheap.
You got a Dhamma dog fighting a very good prasadam program. This challah that they make every morning, everyone is fully satisfied.
Mm-hmm. They're saying that.
We give, every morning we have.
Why do they not follow your principle?
No, it's very, and the devotees love it. Every day, Prabhupada.
No, every temple, give them an example. Invite them in your prasadam. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do today.
I noticed the devotees would wait for prasadam with great time.
That is nice. It requires good leader, that's all. No, you must prepare very first class stuff. And especially complain if you want.
All concoctions, certain devotees have concocted. They have taken advice of other masters, food masters, what to eat, what not to eat. All concoctions. Clearly written in Bhagavad Gita, those foods which are sattvic, juicy, fatty,
yeah,
everything is mentioned there.
Guide them. Here, the main business is water.
Yeah.
In the state.
Cow country.
Huh?
This is called cow country.
They
call it that on the highways. Yeah. Cow country.
Chicago is also
this. Oh, very good. Very good.
There's one area of the town that there's a bad odor.
Yeah, no. It's just playing in Bombay, the Bandra.
Terrible.
I never seen it. Gets up early in the morning. Wakes him up, cooks for him, then we offer arati, then bathing and dressing the deity, sings for him all day. So devoted to Radha Bhagavan.
Sarat Siddhi. Akshan Siddhi. Simply worshipping deity, one can become perfect. Akshan Siddhi.
That's the great advantage of our bus. Now, we just traveled for 2 days in a row from San Francisco, but we did not miss one RT. We had 6 RTs, full prasadam. We took bath on the bus in our shower room. We had regular classes, kirtan all day.
So why not 1 week with that? I'm too bad.